AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Fulton County, Georgia prosecutor Fannie Willis wants to compel grand jury testimony from another bunch of Trump allies, including his former national security advisor, Michael Flynn. Lisa Dwyer has this.
The Georgia prosecutor investigating whether then-President Donald Trump and others illegally tried to interfere in the 2020 election has filed paperwork seeking to compel testimony from a new batch of Trump allies. They include former U.S. House Speaker Newt Gingrich and former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. The petition for Gingrich's testimony says he was involved in a plan to run television ads that repeated false claims about fraud in the 2020 election, and that Gingrich was involved in a plan to have fake electors sign certificates falsely stating that Trump had won the election. The petition seeking Flynn's testimony says he had said Trump could take military capabilities and place them in swing states and basically rerun an election in each of those states. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Flynn is also involved in a revival-style political group combining conservative politics with right-wing Christianity. The so-called Reawakening Tour echoes religious fervor drummed up by past great awakenings in U.S. fundamental Christianity. Only this time it includes what could result in political violence. Here's the AP's Norman Hall.
Samuel Perry, a sociologist at the University of Oklahoma, has done numerous surveys measuring Christian nationalist ideology. In an August 2021 survey, about half of white Americans who most strongly identified with Christian nationalism said they believe things are getting so bad that real patriots may have to resort to violence.
Human rights activists from Ukraine, Belarus, and Russia win the Nobel Peace Prize for their work on human rights, democracy, and peaceful coexistence. Russian missiles have hit the center of Kharkiv, Ukraine. No word yet on casualties. The mayor says a medical center and a non-residential building were hit. This is AP News. Experts say Elon Musk faces some hurdles in his effort to buy Twitter.
Earlier this week, the Tesla founder reversing course, saying he'd go through with acquiring the social media company under the same terms they agreed to in April. Both sides are now fighting over whether Twitter's lawsuit against Musk should be dropped. For the deal to go through, Musk has to hold together a group of banks and investors that will help him pay for the purchase. Experts say that behind the scenes, banks could be scrambling to find buyers for $12.5 billion in debt from the deal, and Musk is trying to hold together a group of equity investors that is pitching in billions more. The erratic billionaire is on the hook for the rest. Julie Walker, New York.
In the baseball playoffs, Cleveland beat Toronto 2-1, first of their best of three AL wildcard series. A 4-0 win gives the Seattle Mariners a 1-0 lead over Toronto. The Phillies beat St. Louis 6-3 in their National League wildcard game. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.